Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody. Ilona Europa, like every Monday, full of energy and just, I don't know, although I feel a little like lazy today. I don't know why. It's too nice weather. But anyway, I would like to say hi to everybody who is listening. And please, all of our friends, if you can pass the information that Accent On is on Monday, 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific time. Every Monday for the last 2.5 years. And yes, and I'm so happy that today with me I have three gentlemen, and one lady is just a little bit late, but she will be here also with me. This show is very, very unusual. First, as little official, I will say, the gentleman who I call my real, real dear friend of maybe 14 years, I love him, but I almost always see him for the bigger occasion. And today, this is one of this bigger occasion for me, for my co-host, Marek Bacik.
Hello. Hey,
Mareczku. And for my very unusual guest who just, I met him 20 minutes ago, but I think he'll be the young, great Polish force in America and will help us to do lots of great stuff. And your name is...
Wojciech Bortacki.
And he has an accent, but still he speaks Polish very, very well. Then coming back to Władek Juszkiewicz. One more time. Władek Juszkiewicz. He is my dear, dear friend. And Władku, you need to say that's true.
That's hello.
Is it the truth? Is it the truth that you are my?
I
really call you this the one of those friends that I feel like I know forever. I can just call you and I hear your voice and I feel that you are my friend.
Yeah, because we are on the same vibration, you know.
I know, you know. You are a really big artist all around. And you are a celebrity in Los Angeles town. And I think a lot of people outside of Los Angeles love you, admire you for one good reason. For many, 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 many years, you are a director and founder of Polish Film Festival Los Angeles, yes?
Yes, this is what I'm trying to do, to promote Poland and foreign Polish cinema and Polish history. And as you said, you feel a little, you know, slow today.
Yeah.
You know why? Because it was a long weekend in Poland.
What was
three holidays.
That's right.
May 1st.
Right.
The old holiday from the communist time. Uh-huh. And May 2nd, which is the holiday for the Polish flag and Polonia holiday. And May 3rd is the Polish Constitution Day, the second constitution in the world after an American one.
Okay.
So there's always 3 days holiday, depends what in the weekend it come, but sometimes it's the week is very long because
and most people do not know that 1st May, this was one of the most celebrated holidays in Poland in a time
in all
of
the communist countries.
Yes. All working people, just at morning we were gathering. When I was young in school, we were always dressed very nicely and in front of the schools, and we're going
march
with trucks and
Młodzieży, ojczyzno.
Yeah, there you hear.
And wave to the communists.
And yeah, you are waving to everybody who was the president of the town or whoever
secretary
they were. Secretary.
The
yeah. No president.
No, actually, in my town, the Gerek came over.
Gerek.
Yeah,
Edward Gerek. This is the name that I think a lot of Polish people love the sound of this name. I don't know. What do you think, Władek? When you hear Edward Gerek, this was one of Polish presidents before everything crashed in Poland. There were 70s, good 70s, yes?
I don't know, you know, we don't like all those names for the first secretaries, but we like maybe him because he made the country at a certain moment very good, but because of that, it was the crash. So.
Right.
Okay, then we, in 70s, we felt for the moment, I think for like almost 10 years, that Poland really means something, that Poland is famous. I remember only because I was young and I saw artists that I was listening on the radio to from all around the world, and they start coming to Poland and they were singing big festivals, all these big names from ABBA or something. I had the chance to see them like... You know, and I'm wow, big change.
More Polish group were going out than Polish, than foreign group coming to Poland, because the culture was used as a propaganda for the system.
Yeah, this is true.
So this is what like I was in university and I would belong to the choir university, and we could travel all over the world. Getting some money from the government to promote Poland. I said, oh, you see, they can go. And of course, it was...
Only the chosen ones.
The privilege that, and because they were controlling, they were afraid that people will go and not come back.
Right.
Oh, boy. And now 30 years later, what's going on? More people going out than staying in Poland.
Other situation that we're trying to go to Russia, I mean, to Soviet Union at the time, and we couldn't. Because they was afraid of us because we are too much on West.
It's true, and we're listening to this funky Free Europe radio, and we knew what was going on.
It was Radio Europa, I think.
Yeah, Radio Europa. Yeah. And you know, to be honest, I like to feel a little arrogant about me being a Polish lady.
As you should.
I think all of us here, we have history that's started in my country. Władek, you are very well educated. You had a great career in Poland. Also, you were longing for something else that you couldn't get in country. In a way, I was the one who I was, I think, happy to live and just stay in my country. But happened that I met a gentleman that I got married to, and happened he was an American on one of my tours. I'm a singer. Then my world turned upside down. Then I started to see another world, and I had no choice. And I fell in love with America because this country is just amazing. That's for sure. But like I think most of Polish people, we have these two sides. We know what was wrong with our countries, but we still love what is the good about Poland, yes? And I think...
Of course, but, you know, the thing was, like, I came to America after I was already twice with the choir, so I know when I'm coming. Yeah. But I left Poland only because of the martial law, and because I felt like in prison. And I, you know, you give somebody something, you can travel, and suddenly they say, no, you cannot.
You cannot,
then
yes.
You feel like in prison and you get crazy. So it's...
And again, whoever is listening, we are talking about 1980s. We are talking about time.
70s and 80s.
Yeah. Yeah, we are talking about time that one day you felt like you are almost free, you could walk on the street, you could buy, very tasty food sometimes, and then a few days later, everything was locked. We had only vinegar in stores, and most of our parents had little tiny piece of papers, and they could purchase butter or little piece of bread or little bit alcohol if somebody drank, or little one piece, cigarette, packet if somebody smoked. Then life was really crazy. I had my first child then. I was very young, 18 years old lady, and nobody listened to me. Don't do this, people, children. I was 18. I had my first child. Okay. Wrong role model. But that was normal in Poland. You know, we like to get married very, very early. But anyway, it was hard. And I also was an artist. I tried to finish my music academy, which I did. And, you know, I raised my child with help of the parents, which in our country, we know that parents always are very helpful. And
I'm looking at him right now. And
that's what
looking,
I'm going.
Looking at us and said, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I have no idea. Then I have no clue.
That's what I'm saying. It's very unusual how we have here 1, 2, 3, 4 people. And everybody has a different angle on something what was happening in our lives and what become became our life right now in America. I'm here for 25 years. I love America. I love Poland. I always long to come back and say hi and to my friends. And but I love this country because it gives me opportunity that I cannot even say how appreciated I am of that. With young, wonderful generation of this gorgeous 21 years old gentleman who I met today. Oh, gosh. You look maybe 22.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, but you have completely, or maybe not completely different, but you were like 17 when you left Poland and mother just gave you tickets, say, okay, I think I found some people from Poland who will help you in America. Enjoy your life. That's what's happened.
I actually was 17 when I first came to America. As a foreign exchange student for 1 year in Wisconsin, and then I came here to college. But even though it was 20 years after you came, I still can relate to a lot of stuff. I feel like I came here for opportunity as well. And although it's much better in Poland, there's still a lot of things that need to be fixed.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, I know Mareczku. Marco, you didn't see or didn't visit Poland for a long, long time.
Right, right.
You didn't. And you say always you really do not miss too much about what you left.
No, I don't miss too much about the left because when I left, it was same thing. It was 1982. And same thing, you know, like we didn't have freedoms. We couldn't do stuff. We couldn't go places. As a young soul, you want to go places, you want to see it, and you couldn't really. So it was really depressing. And the future, I mean, like, you know, we usually... To get a phone, I don't know if you guys remember this, it was a line for like 7 years you have to wait to get a phone line. Yeah. To apartments was 25 years. So as a young man or woman, you're looking at the future, there's not much.
Yeah.
And we didn't know the whole world's going to collapse. We didn't know what's going to happen. Yeah. So
especially if you are single.
Right.
before I left, for paper, I can say I married a woman, so she can be on the least farther to get the apartment because as a single,
right.
I couldn't get there.
Right, right. It's like
I don't understand. If it's so crazy because I lived this life and I never knew how we somewhere else. Then after a while, you think that's what your life supposed to be, you know? Because I was 21 with a small child, you know, finishing music degree. Then life seems like okay, but then one day, boom, everything ended, and. Tanks on the streets and da-da-da-da. You were a little bit maybe older than me. Marek, we are almost the same age. That's right. Beautiful. But that was traumatic. Anyway, but I think all of us really are looking... Our faces are smiling. Our wrinkles are really cute. Not one of those angry ones. Then
what,
I think something...
wrinkles? I have no wrinkles.
You don't have... Okay. I know I have a little, but the smiley one. Yeah, the beautiful young gentleman, Marek, doesn't have any. Then... But I want to come back to our main guest of the hour, Władek Juszkiewicz, very important person when it comes to Polish community in L.A., and I think about very important to scenery of L.A. and the intellectual and culture scene in L.A. You, for how many years you are producing right now?
The festival 16 years. Today.
16 years, single-handed. I know he will say, no, takes a lot of people help. But really, idea was yours.
Somehow, it was. I was working in the industry here for 10 years, and suddenly I said, what to do? And I started seeing some festivals and some films, foreign films, and which are never popular in America because the problem is with subtitles.
Yes,
nobody will dub them to English. So I said, you know, there is a potential in the industry, and looking for film, it's something that is universal, because like the music, of course, you can listen, you don't need to understand even words. Sometimes if you listen to Ewa Demarczyk, you don't need to know what she's singing about. And with a film, there's, of course, dialogue, which you have to understand, but if you put subtitles, then there's no excuse that you don't understand, because you can read the subtitles. And this was one thing that I thought that will be good to promote Poland because there will be no language barriers. And why I mentioned Vada Marcik, because I brought her here when I arrived in 87 and organized a concert for her.
I did one at the concert. Awesome.
And she, as I said, you go there and I remember I rented a theater, which was the kind of first, I think, event in a real theater, because she is a woman to be only in the theater, nothing else. And even the people in the theater were kind of treating us for the beginning like, you know, what we to want. We were just working on the light. The person was upset that we were trying really the light person.
Intimate, just left. Gently.
And after the concert, she came to me. There was a lady, and she apologized that she didn't know really that
how this, big artist
how the
somebody
light
can
was
be
playing in the performance. It was not in the singing, because she said, "Oh, singer coming on stage, and they like so much light." And this was a song theater. There was what, and this is what I said. You didn't have to really understand what she was saying. Words was the platform for the sound for her. And so when later few years later, I was thinking what to do, so we can go out not to only the Polish community but for everybody. And because it's, you know, to organize something, it takes a big effort. And only do for a small group doesn't make sense. So I thought that film, it's something which will be universal. And it works. The people start coming. We have more than 50% audience, which is American. Of course, the other 50% is American too, but with the Polish roots, and some of them speak Polish. But at least, you know, they can communicate, they can bring friends, they can bring more and know each other, learning history.
I know, and we'll be talking a little bit more about upcoming one, and we'll be talking about the first one, because it's so interesting to see the difference between the first festival, which I didn't know you by then, but now I know for like last 5 or 6 years, I think, every year I'm just living and breathing and waiting for this moment that I can just hug you, congratulate you, seeing the beautiful festival grow and the guests and all these movies are just amazing. And how you're doing this, I still don't know. I know a group of people who are crazy to work for you, with you. And like you said, our young gentleman, Marek, you were volunteering, yes, also.
Oh, yeah. I met Vladek at the Polish festival in Los Angeles, and I was just interested in all the culture and diversity it brings to our city. So I just wanted to you know, be with him throughout that, help what I can, meet the people. Like you said, there were amazing stars visiting LA, and it was just great. I'm waiting for the next one.
We too. But for right now, like always on Accent On, we are playing a little bit of music, and this time I hope people will enjoy. Vladek was mentioning about music, that language sometimes is a barrier. I will be playing something of mine, but also this is a song that our parents will probably love to hear. Then it's old. It's sung by a very, very known Polish singer, Irena Santor. And when I first time came to America, I knew I would be singing a little bit for older generation. I just love this song. And it's about return to the places that you always want to return, which means to your country that you are from.
Gdzieś w daleki świat, gdy zgubisz szczęście swe i poznasz życia smak, zatęsknisz do rodzinnych stron i wrócisz tu, wrócisz gdzie twój dom. Powrócisz tu, gdzie nad Wiślański brzeg gdzie cienie brzóz, piach mazowieckich dróg. Powrócisz tu, gdzie wierzby pośród pól. Powrócisz tu, gdzie klucze białych chmur. Powrócisz tu, by szukać swoich dróg i gwiazd, by szukać znów, jak wiosną śpiewa las. Powrócisz tu, pod niebem wielkich miast, tu zgubisz ślad. Osiągniesz to, co chcesz, za rok, za parę lat. Lecz gdy zdobędziesz wszystko już, z dalekich stron kiedyś wrócisz tu. Powrócisz tu, gdzie nad Wiślański brzeg. Powrócisz tu, za siedmiu gór i rzek. Powrócisz tu, gdzie płonie słońcem brzoz i bóg, gdzie cienie brzóz, jak mazowieckich dróg. Powrócisz tu, gdzie wierzby pośród pól. Powrócisz tu, gdzie klucze białych chmur. Powrócisz tu, by szukać swoich dróg i gwiazd, by słuchać znów, jak wiosną śpiewa las. Powrócisz tu, powrócisz.
Okay, we all now know a little bit the sound of Polish language. I think it's pretty cool. Very unusual. Has lado szyszczy.
It does. It does. Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I need to introduce our beautiful co-host, Lucy Hill. Hi, Lucy.
Bonjour.
So bonjour.
Здравствуйте.
And
dzień dobry.
And dzień dobry.
Dobry dzień.
Dobry dzień.
That's right.
And the most important, she has this perfect UK accent. Can you say something in normal way, like you would say?
In a normal way. Well, not quite. I mean, I've been here for 25 years now, so...
Yeah, I've been here for 30 years.
Have you? Yeah. You never
Don't
really lose it, right?
It's better not to lose the English accent for Lucy. Yeah. Anyway, today is this... I mentioned today is very, very important day for everybody who is in the studio. Then again, Marek Bacik, Lucy Hill, they will be co-hosting with me new show, Accent On TV, on a special channel, video channel on LA Talk Radio. And our show will be called Accent On, the best of Poland and Europe in America, and not only. We also will be from time to time inviting another culture, another languages, and other people, because we are inclusive, not exclusive, but mainly really, really what we would like to say and just put accent on, that so many people, that you turn your head around, they are coming from Europe, Poland, of course, Russia, of course, whatever Europe is. Mm. And I sometimes think nobody really cares too much. And I want people to care. I really want people to care.
No, I think they do care.
They care
here.
More and more.
Yes,
and we'll be focusing more about these great people who are living around us and coming from other countries and making their life in the best way that they can, they give birth to wonderful children and just keeping the culture alive. And like I said, that's what is so important for me to have. Władek Juszkiewicz, who is a director of a Polish Film Festival LA for the last 16 years,
yes,
to be our guest. And like I said, in 40 minutes, we will be moving to another studio with camera, and we'll be, for the first time, we will be not only heard, we'll be seen also. And everybody can meet Władeczek, Władek Juszkiewicz, and all of us, Ilona Europa, and Marek Bacik, and Lucy
double.
Hill.
I got this 18 years old waiting for me outside.
And yeah, I'm really, really hoping that people will switch to video channel and they will be watching us every Monday right after Accent on the radio. Then Władku, one more time. Difference between the first festival, number one, and the 16th. Which is coming up in October, yes?
Yes, October.
Yeah. Do you remember your first one? Because this probably was the scariest it's a year of building some brand that you had no idea that will become so strong brand. Because this is the longest, I think, festival.
No,
that
it's
is
not the longest. There are a few others which are longer, but it's not the point right now. It's so many of the festivals in Los Angeles, film festivals. I don't know how many exactly foreign language film. But generally speaking, it's like 300 festivals, film festivals
wow.
in Los Angeles in 1 year.
That's a lot. Every day another
one. It wasn't
one.
That when I started.
Yeah.
So, talking about inclusion, those festivals makes the difference. Because, you know, if you learn about your neighbor, you understand him, and then you include him.
That's true.
And it goes not only about nations, about the color and about orientation. So this is what even I do the program. I'm trying to bring things which bring the cross-cultural things, films which done in different language but have a subject which we can share, and then this is when we started. Generally speaking, in the beginning, the audience was mostly Polish descendants of Polish people. There was a small group of American which were maybe friends of Polish people or But right now, it's not 50-50, maybe even more, those who are not doesn't have Polish roots, because they want to learn and they want to meet other people and see the films, which are getting better and better, because, you know, it's the competition grows the same like Oscars grows. If you remember years before, how many countries were in the foreign language category, right now was about 80-something.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I
it's
idea.
A big competition.
And, it's gross. And the same, if you look at the especially on the foreign films, and especially in Europe, and not only, the productions are so much more co-productions. If you look, sometimes there's a two countries, three countries, four countries, five countries, six countries involved in one production.
Great.
So it is. We are going right direction to include people and let them learn about each other, and then we understand each other.
Yeah, I love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very unusual, because when you say, "Oh, Polish Film Festival," why do I care? You know, but then you understand the idea behind this festival is sometimes to just feature somebody who is a Polish person, but really is working in a movie that was French or American or Brazilian
and
or
subject,
whatever.
Some subjects are very universal.
Mm-hmm.
Like we had a documentary about Down syndrome people in Poland. We have Down syndrome people all over
all around the world.
Yeah.
And when we screened this film, we attached to foundation which would deal with those people and they are coming and people again can learn about something, especially the documentary was showing the people from different point of view. That generally speak, oh, you know, they're sick, but they are not sick.
They were, this their own world.
If they are looking at us, they think that we are sick.
Right.
They sound like thinking that somebody is crazy, who is crazy, them or us?
Right.
And if you look at it from their point of view, trying to show them their point of view and let them open, you think that they are just normal people, just on their own way.
Yeah, I know. Lucy, I know that you have a chance to meet a lot of people from many different countries. You own the store that is dedicated to really to English, British
I have a business,
goods?
An import business, yes. So I bring in British goods, and I'm researching how to bring in food now. That's a whole different thing, because you're dealing with all these regulations.
You mean
US
English
government.
Food?
Yes.
I don't feel really good things about English food. So I don't know why you want to bring
I'm ready
why
for
you
that.
Want to bring something,
I'm ready for
but no, you, which is really doesn't have high opinion about it.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, what is the famous, like, your English dish?
But you know what?
No, just give me the famous dish.
Okay. Fish and chips, shepherd's pie.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
That's too old.
All Right, right.
Okay, and?
And Cadbury's chocolate.
What is it?
Okay, what's
okay, yeah. Chocolate. It's chocolate, yes, is key better, is to British society.
Really?
That's why.
I was thinking the tea.
Well, tea too.
But you know, what I was going with this, which you make this very cute and funny. But I know, Lucy, not only English people are coming to your store and just say, I want this and that. I cannot wait to just go and just purchase some stuff from you because, like you say, tea is great. Chocolate is one of the best in the world. And you also have something to do with French.
My dad lives in France. So from the time that I was quite young, we would roam
you
Paris.
I'm going to bring some French food then.
Well, yeah, English. Now we're talking, right?
Yeah, yeah. Now it's kind of different.
Maybe you will give some shout outs to your place where people can go and just pick some good stuff from your store. Where is this?
Well,
store?
it's the King's Head. You're thinking of the ye olde King's Head in Santa Monica.
Oh.
And that's where I worked for a while, and that's where, you know, we've been supplying food. It's a whole complicated thing. But gifts as well. So
how big is this place?
You know what? The King's Head is a pub. It's been there in Santa Monica for 40 years now. It is owned actually by two gentlemen, one Irish guy, one American. Numerous celebrities went in there. I mean, people like Tom Jones. I mean, like, it was just filled with celebs during
happened?
Well, I don't know. A lot of them have moved.
You started serving English food.
Yeah. But the fish and, you know, the fish and chips is still a perennial favorite. But you know, in the UK now, the number one dish is Indian curry.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's curry. It's curry.
I love curry.
Fish and chips is number two.
Any time of
curry. Moment, there will be pierogi.
That's right.
Pierogi are good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Why not?
Scottish people in England?
Yeah. Yeah, yes. There's got to be a lot.
Yes.
Right now.
Yes.
A lot of us.
So much. But Lucy, also, my question is, I know that you are very, for many, many years, you are really involved in entertainment business deeply also. Yes, because you know what's going on in this world and you have reason for it because of your personal life. And I cannot wait for you and Steve to just become a friends of Polish Film Festival, because I think Steve will love everything what this festival represents.
Yes.
And both of you and all of us will bring very unusual touch, hopefully, through the best of Poland and Europe, a TV show on video channel on LA Talk Radio. Please, everybody, tune in and switch the channel from channel one to video channel.
It's about
in 30 minutes.
It all over Facebook and LinkedIn.
Definitely.
Which I did today.
I love you. Yeah. Thank you.
Did you link everybody?
We need people to let know. But like I say, Steve lives and breathes entertainment business, film festivals and red carpets. And you always say, I wish it will be less. But really, that's what he loves
works
to do.
Like 20, literally about 18 hours a day at the entertainment business in this
crazy
town.
That's what
the French Film Festival was last week, right? Yes, that's right. Yeah,
did they have an English festival?
Indian Film Festival.
Yes, the Indian
Festival. Right now is the Jewish Film Festival. South is European Film Festival. Next week starts Ukrainian Film Festival.
Holy moly.
So it's so many of them.
And you are going to see all of the festival days? No, you are not.
No,
you are picking and choosing.
I'm trying to be there, generally supporting them, like, you know, because we need to support each other. So.
Right.
And especially when there's like a Polish film or Polish subject, they, of course, I'm there and I promote there. Like yesterday I was at the Jewish Film Festival and there was the documentary about the Treblinka Last Witness, about a Polish Jew who went to Treblinka, survived, and still is alive in Israel.
How old is he right now?
He's 92 right now, he speaks very well Polish, better than the Yiddish. The film was mostly in Polish, and it was a great show to learn all those things from the point of view of somebody who went through the hell.
Wow, that's amazing.
Wow.
Wow. You know, I want everybody to know about this festival. And it's October is the day that we have 16th?
October 13th to 22nd,
Hopefully we have Wadek again, so.
15th to 22nd. This is like
12th to 22nd.
12th to 22nd. This is like 12 to 22nd. How many days?
Festival.
10 days. That's what I want to talk about.
I have to extend it because there's so many films to show and there's not enough time.
Good. And didn't start it this way, yes?
No, it started 7 days and to one theater. Right now we have 10 days with two theaters. So.
Awesome. And what theaters you are including?
If we use Lemley Theater. We are married to Lemley Theaters from the beginning.
They're very good theaters, yeah.
And we started in the music hall. We moved to Santa Monica right now, and we were in Sunset. The Sunset is gone. So we are in Lemley Noho, Noho 7, and Royal Lemley in West Los Angeles.
And again, if people want to learn a little bit more about festival, and I'm sure a lot of people who have some money, that they could a little help this gorgeous, amazing, 16 years old, young festival to become even stronger, because you need money.
Oh, of course, every festival need money.
You need money.
We need money to promote, to come out, and to bring the talent, to meet the audience, and then that's, you see the films, and then you see the character on the screen, and then you talk to them after. It makes big difference.
Yeah, I took my daughter, who was 20, yes, last year. She will be tomorrow 21.
Wow.
Happy birthday,
Natalia!
21 years old, and on Friday 15, she is just graduating from USC, from Music Business Department. We are so proud of her. We all wish you very, very well.
Yes.
I cannot wait to kiss you and hug you and buy the shoes and dress tomorrow with you. I never shop with my daughter. I think for the last 3 years, she just works and studying. That's all what she does, that we have tomorrow 1 day free. But what I said, I took Natashka, because she, before when we were coming for festival, she was younger and it was hard sometimes to stay after the first day of celebration at 11, 12 at night to watch some movies, and they were subtitled movies. And I was always thinking, maybe she will be not willing or wanting. And it was my fault. I was wrong about that. I took her to Poland twice in the last 2 years, or three times almost, and she's crazy about Europe, like most of people who go to Europe. And then she begged me this year, Mama, I want to watch the movies. I was so happy about that. She brought American friend with her also, which I was so happy. They had the best test time ever, she said. So she fell in love with the movie. She fell in love with the music in the movie. She is like the biggest fan of this festival right now, and I know I'll be stuck to watching the movie this year, and we'll have time because of this.
Talking about music this year, we have first time a competition for the debut in music film, so something new.
Okay, and we'll be talking also about great names that are jurors and they are visiting festivals, and actors who have Polish roots that everybody knows them, but they maybe don't know that deeply there, you know, down they come from Poland. Then that's very cool. Okay, I will be I need to also plug something a little bit. I just got my album released. It's so many beautiful things is happening really in this few days. That's really one of the coolest things. There's no English, I know, but I call this.
Don't worry about it. We understand.
I waited.
You just put the trademarks on the
bestest and the greatest day.
And the old testest, whatever. So
people do
right.
that because people understand.
Well, somebody's going to use your words. Bestest, boom.
Boom. And I will. I make mine of this. Put on a t-shirt. Bestest. But fact is, I was waiting for this album almost 24 years. I left Poland. I had a lot of recordings. Nothing was really put together in a CD version. Then, and like I mentioned, I think maybe 2-3 weeks ago when I was waiting for this album to be delivered to me, the gentleman, Tomasz, just contacted me via Facebook. That's why we like social media so much. And he said, oh, my gosh, I listened to your songs when I was young and I cannot find anything. Could you help me? Can I help you to just put songs together, represent your album in record companies and see if we can, you know, release your album? I was like, yeah. Of course you can, but yeah. Never will happen. Happened 7 months later, completely stranger, young gentleman who for whatever reason liked a few songs of mine, and you know, he put everything together. It's one of the most beautiful album ever, obviously. And I will show this album on TV, on our camera.
Woo-hoo.
I will show because now I can show. But
we're looking at the CD cover.
I am so young there, and I want to.
You're young now, Ilona.
But anyway, we're talking about
beautiful
crossing over the music. This song is non-hit. I hope the people know Bestestes hit.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's a Polish version that I will play a little bit for people to understand that. I was singing a lot of hits, Polish version of them. Then nic nie zmieni mojej miłości, albo nothing's gonna change my love for you.
Nie spieszyła się ta miłość, nie spieszyła. Dni jak dym się snuły, noce czarne, złe. Świt, na który długo tak czekała, nadszedł nie wiadomo skąd. Z tobą pod mój dom, z naszych marzeń ty i ja, to weźmiemy wszystko, co się da. Przytul mnie, uwierz mi, już nie mogę żyć bez ciebie. Nie ma takiej siły, nikt i nic, by zabronić ciebie, warto kochać. Czekałam na tę chwilę i z tobą przyszła radość do mnie. Nikt nie zmieni mojej miłości, nie, nie poplączę złych i dobrych.
Nothing's gonna change my love for you. And I will say to all my friends who are here with me in the studio, I love you all so, so much, because my life wouldn't be the same if I wouldn't know you. And now, knowing that in 5 minutes we are moving to another studio.
Good segue.
You know,
what a great song, though. Yeah, you have a wonderful alto voice.
Thank you so much. Yeah, all of the songs
and
are from different...
And what did it mean, roughly?
We don't like English people.
No, especially the food.
Yeah, it's just the love will... Love is the most important... what we have. And nothing will change our love for
each
other.
What is love? Lubit or something?
Koham. Oh. It's completely not related. This is a Polish version of Non-Hit from Glenn Medeiros, I think. I don't want to misspell his name, but it was Non-Hit in 80s or 90s. Beautiful. I don't even remember. Yeah, I had so many shows and TV shows with this one, made a lot of money singing this one. Yay! But anyway, in 10 minutes, we are moving to another studio and we'll be talking about what is the best of Poland and Europe in America, or what we know of, what we're supposed to put accent on to feature this. People like Władysław Juszkiewicz. We'll be talking about Lucy Hill because she's somebody that I really, really love dearly. She started Accent On with me 2.5 years ago.
We did start it, didn't we?
Yes. Yeah, we did. You were my co-host. And
That's right.
I learned so much from you, and we'll talk a little bit about it. And when it comes to Marek Bacik, I'm just so happy that I met you in a very unusual place. Maybe we'll even laugh about this.
I want to hear more.
No,
it was dark.
It was dark and unusual, and people were not around. The fact is that we, for no reason, we're meeting all in the same places.
And the same Polish people.
And we meet the same Polish people. It's like you put us two in a universe, and every 3 months or 5 weeks, we meet. We meet and talk about what we want to one day do together, because he's from entertainment business, and I, of course, am too. And now we can do it. But Władysław, everybody will know you and talk about right now before we end our show. Give us some names. I know that this great festival brings a lot of great people. That names we know and we want to hear.
Speak with accent.
Just give us the names.
And Ilona, I know what Władysław comes in here for the show. Because that's the only show where can pronounce his last name the right way.
Juszkiewicz.
You see, there you go. Don't break.
So, I'm sorry. Okay.
Say it again.
Juszkiewicz.
Very good.
Maybe we're going to test you English food now. See what happens.
It's important is the accent. If you learn language, you know where to put the accent.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. Yeah.
Juszkiewicz.
There you go. You see? Yeah. You're almost Polish.
Okay, Władysław, a few names.
They put the accent on the first name. The first letter. And then they get lost after the right away.
Right. I can hear that.
Try to say the same with the accent on J.
Yeah, that's
Polish
right.
Lesson.
Juszkiewicz.
No.
It'll be Juszkiewicz. Yes, that's right.
Juszkiewicz.
Yes.
Władysław Juszkiewicz. Władysław Juszkiewicz. Władysław Juszkiewicz. By V now. In Poland would be W, which is unusual. Here is V. Okay, names. Who do you think you remember the most from maybe American stars that have Polish roots and they just are friends of Polish Film Festival in LA?
It's interesting thing is that you invite people to the festival as American, and you look at the bio and you don't find anything, and suddenly when they come to the festival, they're doing the come out, saying, I have Polish roots.
Right.
Mm.
And very often happened like that, and some even said, oh, I have Polish roots and my grandfather is from Poland, but even as I said, I never saw Polish film. So it brings for them something that they never learn about it, because sometimes parents don't want to talk to people to their children for different reasons.
Too many war movies I was watching when I was young.
It's a history, so you know.
For us, for Polish people,
we have not only for Polish people, but of course, taking the geographically how we are located, we constantly was if the Napoleon wanted to fight Russia, has to go through Poland,
right?
And Russia
was right in the middle.
So we are always on the way, and this is why we were divided between three countries for and we were on the mountain.
And you're fighting now, I hear, for other reasons, and
it's we're fighting inside and outside.
I think the fight,
political fight, is everywhere. It's here.
It is, but you're very close to one particular political fight, aren't you?
Exactly. Because the guy cannot,
maybe don't think too much.
Okay.
Accept that his empire fall out.
Right. Exactly.
And he's trying little by little anchor those things back.
Names, please.
Yeah. Back on track.
Back on track. No, the political thing.
One thing is that I always think that if you're talking about bad people, we can learn, remember in history, but we use too much the names of those people which we don't like. Let's talk about history, but not talk about the names.
Yeah.
Let's forget about them.
Who is the human? Yeah, let's not make commercial for their names. I like it. Okay, in crazy way, I don't think so we'll find out who are the most known names American actors who have Polish roots, because we are...
Out of time.
We don't have time anymore. But what we have another show on camera, and that's where we will find out the next part of this Accent On show. I love you people again. Nothing's gonna change my love for all of you. I love you, and talk to you and to everybody next Monday. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.